With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The search for victims of Hurricane Helene continues. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
Entering the second week after Hurricane Helene, exhausted rescue crews must trudge through mud and debris as they look for residents listed as missing.
Number of missing, we're looking at over 200.
In Asheville, North Carolina, Buncombe County Sheriff Quentin Miller is holding out hope.
We're coming to pick up our people that's out there.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says entire towns have been wiped off the map.
Rescue teams have saved countless lives, and the search for people still goes on.
A lack of phone service and electricity is hindering efforts, and crews clearing trees in the Blue Ridge Mountains are coming upon gullies and washed out bridges. The U.S. military is sending additional help. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, a federal judge in Missouri has put a temporary hold on President Biden's latest student loan cancellation plan.
The hold effectively slams the door on hope that the plan would move forward after another judge allowed a pause to expire. Just as it briefly appeared the Biden administration would have a window to push its plan forward, U.S. District Judge Matthew Shelp in Missouri quickly granted an injunction blocking the plan. Six Republican-led states requested the injunction just hours earlier after a federal judge in Georgia decided not to extend a separate order blocking the plan.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Former President Trump and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp on Friday made their first public appearance together in years, putting aside tensions to highlight how Hurricane Helene has devastated the state. The two leaders toured storm damage in the community of Evans, meeting with local officials and families and offering support for those impacted by the storm. America's employers added a surprisingly strong 254,000 jobs last month, easing concerns about a weakening labor market and suggesting the pace of hiring is still solid enough to support a growing economy. This is SRN News. Is it too early to be thinking about Christmas? Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Not at Samaritan's Purse. The Giant Relief Group is gearing up for its annual Operation Christmas Child campaign, during which it will gather shoeboxes full of gifts from believers in this country for delivery to poor kids around the world. Right now, Samaritan's Purse is urging people who want to be involved to order free supplies from its website this month so that boxes can be packed and ready for National Collection Week, which takes place in the first part of November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia have approved a sweeping measure designed to limit the LGBT agenda. The bill includes bans on same-sex marriages, adoption by gay couples, and public endorsement and depictions of LGBT relations in the media. It also bans sex change operations and changing gender designations in official documents. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. South Carolina has set a date of November 1st for its next execution.
The state ramping up use of the death penalty after a 13-year pause. Richard Moore was sentenced to death in the September 1999 killing of convenience store clerk James Mahoney. The 59-year-old Moore will likely have the choice to die by lethal injection, electrocution, or firing squad. South Carolina restarted its death chamber last month after a long pause caused by the expiration of its lethal injection drugs. A shield law and a change in the drugs used has given the state a new supply. John Scott reporting.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles say they're reviewing new evidence in the case of the Menendez brothers to determine whether they should be serving life sentences for killing their parents in their Beverly Hills mansion more than 35 years ago. Attorneys for Eric Menendez and his brother Lyle have asked a court to vacate their conviction. A hearing is scheduled for November 29th. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.